This is Voices of Better Medicine supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D here today. It's a new year. Everyone's talking about those health and fitness goals, and this is the perfect conversation that we're about to have. I'm joined by cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Priya Franey. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Danny.
It's my pleasure. And Dr. Franey, it's American Heart Month, and we're here to talk about women's cardiovascular health. Can you tell us why awareness is so important?
Sure, of course. So, you know, every year in February, we have this opportunity to bring attention to a matter that we as cardiologists think about every day, every month of every year, heart disease. And, you know, this is a hugely prevalent, largely preventable illness in the United States. So women's cardiovascular health now, we have the Go Red for Women campaign. And really, we hope to bring attention to this topic that's near and dear to my heart, which is heart disease in women. Awareness of this topic is hugely important. I can't tell you how many patients, friends, family members have told me that they believe to be true that heart disease is a man's problem. And, you know, if I could shout it from the rooftops, I would. Heart disease affects both women and men. And let me just start by giving you a few striking statistics. This hopefully will set the stage for us here. So when we polled women in the United States, less than half of U.S. women identify correctly that heart disease is the number one leading cause of death for women. And one in four deaths that occur in women are due to heart disease. Wow. Overall, 60 million United States women are living with some form of heart disease. That's more than 40% of our women in our country. This includes high blood pressure, high cholesterol, coronary artery disease, heart failure of various types, heart rhythm disorders. Many of these problems are preventable with the right education, the right resources, the right interfaces with the medical system, and an action plan. So, you know, it's a privilege to have the chance to talk about this, and awareness is hugely important.
Dr. Franey, this is also very alarming and, like you said, important. And women's symptoms for cardiac and vascular disease are different than men's. What are women's symptoms? What should we look out for?
Heart disease is such a broad category. First of all, there are all shapes and sizes of heart disease, all different flavors of heart disease. So women can have different risk factors, different symptoms, like you mentioned, different disease states, different responses to treatment. You know, there are differences across the board of heart disease in women. When it comes to symptoms, women can have the same type of symptoms that men present with, which you commonly hear about: crushing chest pain, feels like an elephant sitting on my chest. Of course, can happen in women. But in addition, women can experience heart-related symptoms in a more subtle way. Some individuals have shortness of breath, that's their heart disease sign, fatigue. Some people just notice a meaningful change in what they're able to do from a normal physical exertion or activity standpoint. Some people have lightheadedness or passing out episodes. So all of these things could be signs or symptoms of heart disease in men or women and are important to look out for.
And Dr. Franey, that's why it's so important for us to get to the doctor, get those checkups. And this is Voices of Better Medicine supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D here with Dr. Franey, cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine, touching on women's heart health. We talked about the risk factors. So how can women maintain a healthy heart and prevent heart disease?
There's a few key points here. We first need to take note of the traditional risk factors. Traditional risk factors, first and most impactful: high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, extra weight, smoking. Additional risk factors for women include disorders surrounding pregnancy, so things like preeclampsia or gestational diabetes. Individuals who have preeclampsia have higher rates of various types of heart diseases in the long term, higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, heart failure. So a few key points of how to maintain a healthy heart. One, you need to know your numbers. So know what your blood pressures are, know what your weights are, know what your targets or the ideal blood pressures and weights are, and have a plan with your doctors of how to achieve that. Everybody should be moving their body. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of cardiovascular exercise a week. And people often ask, what is cardiovascular exercise? What counts? So anything where you're breathless at the end of a long sentence, which can occur with even a brisk walk, counts. We need to be eating Mediterranean-style diet. Think of lean proteins, no skin, not fried, lots of vegetables, whole grains. We should be limiting fried foods, salty snacks, sweets. Try to cook at home as much as possible. Fill your plate up with foods of a variety of colors. Make sure you've thoughtfully selected these foods. Achieve an ideal body weight. Don't smoke. Limit alcohol. These are some of the ways to maintain a heart-healthy lifestyle and prevent heart disease.
I've taken so many notes today, Dr. Franey, all very important. important information. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity to discuss this very important topic.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.